We need something like 20 double-decker buses in this county right now, 10 Donegal Town and 10 here, and that is so that the drivers don't have to, on the enviable position of turning around and telling elderly people who hadn't booked online that they can't have a seat. People who are entitled by the government to have free bus service and are left standing either in Donegal Town or Letterkenny. It's an absolute disgrace.
We're hearing anecdotally, actually, that now people that do have travel passes can't book online.
Yeah, it's an anomaly. And plus, as one of the members here rightly said, and there was great support at the council today from all of the members. But then now you have to pay so much for the free bus travel. Now you have to pay €3, but you can't. And there's a whole anomaly, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And with so many people talking about bringing a three in and everything else into the county, we can't even do a paper exercise of linking up and coordinating the service that we have. We have the buses, we have drivers, and by the way, we don't have enough reserve drivers, but we need to get our act together here.
And you made the point that you've got services out of Letterkenny, you've got services out of Donegal Town, and they seem to operate as two completely independent things. Smack in the middle, you've got Bus Éireann's Donegal HQ in Stranraer, and you believe that's being utterly underutilised.
Absolutely. It's you know, when a lot of the drivers are based there, or a lot of the buses have to be serviced in there, so we'll be linking up the Donegal side with the Letterkenny side, coordinating, because people are coming up south into Donegal Town, both from Dublin and up south. They want to go to Inishowen, they want to go to Derry, and it's very difficult. You know, it's not that big a county. We've seen we're developing the county in two halves. I've also heard the councillors on Inishowen side complaining about no tourists coming on past Donegal Town, but you know they're not being encouraged, so there's a lot to do. There's a lot of stuff can be started out in paper. It mightn't take the investments, and instead of bringing us down single decker buses that are not suitable, bring us the double deckers, and we need to have a list of reserve drivers. A couple of things to get on and get going. I do welcome response that there is groups within the county now under this LCDC. They're starting to look at this, but it's not something I want pushed into a committee. I've never heard tell of it again.